Hello, I'm Marcus Hiles with the latest edition of the Hiles Files. Watching Hurricane Irma's warpath through the Caribbean, then Florida, then Georgia and Alabama brought back a lifetime of memories the last few days, ghosts of hurricanes and tropical storms past. I have lived in the South for most of my life, so I am well acquainted with the various storm seasons and their violent offspring. Each name conjures a host of recollections. My earliest encounter with the weather phenomenon was Hurricane Camille. Now that's a proper introduction to the monstrous side of Mother Nature. I was just a toddler, but the images of Camille's power seared a lasting imprint on my brain. We lived in Grand Bay, Alabama at the time, only 30 minutes or so from the bay. Of course, we evacuated and stayed at an extended family member's house in Montgomery, actually. That night, my sisters and I watched in wonder as winds tossed debris through the backyard like confetti and treetops were bent to the brink. When we returned home, the house was miraculously still standing with destruction literally at our doorstep. A massive pine tree had uprooted and crashed to the earth parallel to the residence, taking out the back porch and our pump house, but narrowly missing the main structure. The vast number of trees strewn across the neighborhood looked akin to a freshly cut field of corn. The sound of chainsaws filled our ears for weeks. Hurricane Eloise found me in my early teens at our new home in Enterprise, Alabama. This time my family did not evacuate. Mom and Dad even allowed us to venture into the front yard as the eye came over. I remember how deceitfully quiet it was before the backside wall of the storm began its assault. Upon its passage, there seemed to be no square foot of yard that wasn't littered with limbs or debris. The storm basically carpeted our lawn. The next day's headline of the local paper was, "Eloise, she's no lady." I appreciated that, not even having a clue of the journalistic career before me. As a married man with my own domicile, my first brush with a hurricane was Opal. Many people here in Montgomery can still recount tales of Opal. The main thing I recall was finding part of our chimney in the front yard afterwards. Finally, how could anyone who was in Montgomery in 2004 forget Hurricane Ivan? I can't. That was during my tenure in commercial radio, back when news people were becoming scarcer by the minute due to corporate cutbacks. Like a solitary soldier, I took to the airwaves for 36 hours straight, only pausing to take a 2-hour nap. To this day, the hardest broadcasting endeavor of my career. These unwanted visitors from the ocean spawning ground have left me with the lasting impression of how fortunate I have been. I was able to witness the ferocity of storm after storm with less aftermath than many. Even armed with that knowledge, I would be just dandy without adding any future memories to this list. Until next time, I'm Marcus Hiles.